GreenvilleCounty.org.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, July the 19th, 2017. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great one today. Always look forward to a show. Today's a little special, though. We've got football to talk about, specifically from Dabo Swinney's media golf tournament yesterday up at Lake Kiawee, the reserve at Lake Kiawee in Sunset, South Carolina. And in today's show, I have thoughts on everything that was said. Thought that Ben and Brad and Qualk and Kelly did a great job and learned an awful lot. All the coaches that were there learned a lot from the stuff they didn't have on the air, what the coaches said to the media afterwards and all that kind of stuff. Just phenomenal amounts of information that we're going to dive into, every single bit of it. Every single coach taught me something yesterday and learned something about players. And so I've got at least a tidbit at every single position that I want to get into today. And I'm not leaving until I do it. I don't care if I got to go to Brad's hour. I don't care if I got to go to Walt's hour. I'm getting in all every single position. So we'll do that today. British Open is less than 24 hours away. We'll tell you the tee times and talk a little 146 British Open from Royal Birkdale. We'll get that to you. Big 12 Media Day was yesterday. I want to get back more into the Chris Spielman stuff. Season ticket information at Clemson to talk about, including the record season ticket sales, and then single game tickets available for a couple of games. We'll tell you about that stuff too. So a lot to do here on a Wednesday. Sammy Blackman's going to join us in our second hour. And I've asked my sports guru guy, J-Dub, to come in. Remember J-Dub came in for a little draft stuff? J-Dub jumps my butt about the Nuke and Sammy stuff. He wants to clear that up, but I said, if you do it, you got to come in. You got to talk the other 1,000 things I want to talk about with you today. So he'll come in a little bit in the third hour. He's got a lot to do here on a Wednesday. And thank goodness, if anybody else in the world is on the other side of that glass, I'd feel uncomfortable. Maybe except Brooklyn Decker. I wouldn't feel uncomfortable there. But anybody else, I'd feel uncomfortable. My head hits the pillow at night knowing that the captain of the ship's going to be here every single day, knowing El Capitan, the tattooless one, Mr. Orr 24 on Twitter, but number one in your heart. The Orr that stirs the pot. When he's on the board, when he's running things over there producing the show, I sleep very easy. One of my best friends in the world. The reason I sleep easy at night, Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Catch me up, buddy. What did I miss from yesterday?
Well, I was here from 6 to 12:30-ish yesterday.
Yeah?
Had the opportunity to listen to all the coaches up there at Davos Golf Outing. Fantastic interviews.
Who?
Fantastic.
If you give me the one storyline, give me the one thing you heard yesterday that you would want people to take from yesterday. Just one.
Robbie Caldwell's the nicest individual in America.
He's amazing.
I mean, I love that guy.
He really is. He's amazing.
He's got this fantastic accent. He is just so laid back. And I remember last year, and then I could tell from when they were off air talking to him, he doesn't, like, he'll talk to you about football, but he'd rather talk to you about, you know, fishing, hanging out with his family, doing a little hunting, you know, doing some hay, cows. Like, he just wants to talk to you about whatever you want to talk about. And it's just, it's really great to listen to him talk.
Hunting, fishing, loving every day.
Something like that.
So, yeah, this fantastic guy. Did he tell the story? Because I didn't hear him on the air. Did he tell the story yesterday about what he told the team, what he told his offensive lineman right for the National
Championship? He did. He told that on there to us.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Good. I'll let you, if you'd like.
Yeah. No, he's talking to us, and they're asking him, you know, how does it feel to be a national champion? And they're asking about that play. Like, did you know what was going to happen? And he goes off and tells a story about how he's on the sideline, and before the drive starts, he goes to his boys and goes, "Boys, I want to congratulate you on being a national champion." And then they're like, "What? What? We're going to go out on the field. We're going to punch it here. We're going to run the time off the clock, and we're going to be national champions." And sure enough, they run it down in 2 minutes and 5 seconds, and they leave a second left. And he comes back to him after the game. He's like, "I want to apologize. I told you we were going to run off all the time in the clock, but we didn't."
What a great story, man.
It was fantastic.
He has the most depth, quality depth he has. Dabo said yesterday, thinks he's going to be his best offensive line.
Depth is a thing we're going to get into today, because depth was something that was brought up with each and every coach, and each and every guy responded drastically differently to it.
Yeah.
Well, from Caldwell, who talked about his depth, to Venables, who kind of, you know, chastised his depth. Streeter talked about his quarterback depth, Elliott on running back. It was completely different across the board, and that was one of maybe the most interesting theme for me throughout the entire interview process over the course of the day.
Well, here's what happens when you win a national championship. Now, remember, you would say this in most years. Last year, the seniors that Clemson had on the national championship team, Schuessler, Leggett, Guillermo, Carlos Watkins, Bulware, J.R. Johnson, Tankersley, Teasdall, Adrian Dunn. They had 9 seniors. And so you would say, you know what? Man, 9 seniors, that's kind of, you're a young team. You got a lot of people coming back. But NFL draft, as you know, that's where you have Deshaun Watson, Wayne Gallman, Artavis Scott, Mike Williams. Then you have things happen like guys just want to play. Scott Pagano, who Brent Venables talked about yesterday, saying, man, I was shocked by it. I don't agree with the decision, didn't like it.
Said he could have been a starter coming out of the spring.
Yeah, but we all know that he wouldn't have, because he wouldn't have been like Christian Wilkins or Derrick Lawrence.
Well, it's out there.
Yeah. Adrian Baker wanted to play. Corinne Wiggins wanted to play. Noah Green was hurt. Samuel Davis, and I thought it was interesting what Venables said about him is, yeah, the year getting injury hurts us with depth wise, but not Davis. Davis hadn't done anything. It's all right. You know what I'm saying? So, see, anyway, normally you had 9 seniors and you go, oh, well, you're going to have a very young team. But can you imagine what Clemson would be like if you had all 4 of those juniors come back?
It'd be something else.
But you're not. You got something else in your mind over there. I could tell by looking at your face, you had something else in your mind over there.
I just thought Venables, we asked him 3 questions.
Yeah.
And he talked for almost 30 minutes.
Love the guy.
They literally asked him 3 questions and he talked for that long. It was awesome.
When it's all said and done, when Dabo talks about when they put him out to pasture, I think the Brent Venables hire will be, you know, along with Deshaun Watson, who knows, Trevor Lawrence, who knows, Dexter Lawrence, Christian Wilkins, who knows this, but I think that the single biggest factor in turning this program where it is was the hiring of Brent Venables. And not to say, well, he picked a good guy. No, he didn't just pick a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't just let the guy do his job and stay out of his way. Approve all the defensive guys, you know, not just great linebacker coach, great recruiter and all this stuff. He went and got him away from Oklahoma. that a guy that had been there forever and took that away from him. So really, that might be the one defining moment of this program right now, is you're going to got the best defensive coordinator in the country from one of the best programs in the country. Think about that for a second. Not to be the head coach. That's going to one of the best programs in the country. We talked about it before. Last few years, Oklahoma's the fifth best program in the country, right? They're a top 10, top 5 program. And you went and got a long-standing assistant. Guy's been there 15 years. Guy's been part of the program, one of the faces of the program there. From one of the all-time great coaches who won a national championship, and you went and got him from there. That, you talk about recruiting? That's his biggest recruit. So that was fun to keep up with. You kind of stole my thunder, Robbie Caldwell. I was going to ask, what one coach did you learn the most from or want to hear again? So here's what, if I just had to pick out one, I can't do it.
If you had to pick one?
If I had to just pick out one little tidbit. I'll tell you what to do. Let me fly down through these.
I mean, we have a whole show to do. We're going to do this for most of the show here.
We do. We are. Matter of fact, if you don't want to talk British Open, Big 12, Chris Spielman, that's fine with me. Let's just do it.
We're going to have to talk Cliff Kingsbury at some point.
Yeah, he sent me that yesterday.
Yeah, I listened to him on to Sirius.
Yeah.
Because it was after, you know, local listening hours. It was 8 o'clock. So I had Sirius XM on, and it was that college sports talk station. And Kingsbury is just a moron. He's just an absolute moron.
I want to hear about it. Can we do it in the second segment?
Yeah, we can. We can do whatever you want.
All right, let me fly down. Here's the little quick notes that I took. I was a jotter yesterday. I jotted down notes yesterday. The combination of the position coaches and Dabo Swinney, I learned this. At quarterback, the number one thing came out to me, Tucker Israel. And we knew this. You know, we had heard this before. He's lost like tons of weight. He's sick.
Yep.
We don't know what the problem is. Prayers for him. But just losing weight like crazy. Can't keep food down. Running all kinds of tests, been in and out of hospitals, just we don't know. Thoughts and prayers go there. Other thing I learned about quarterbacks is, Brandon Streeter and the guys talked about, hey man, two quarterback system, we'd be fine with that. Dabo says he wants to get down to two quarterbacks, you know, maybe 10 days before camp. So we're fine with two quarterback system. So I think all three still play. And running backs, the one thing I learned yesterday, Tavion Fixture, 220 pounds. What? I saw him in high school, it was like 170, 175, 180 by the time he was a senior. When I first saw him, it was 170 pounds. He's 220 pounds. At wide receiver, I did not know that Ray McLeod had hand surgery recently.
It was his wrist, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, right down there. Same thing as
Renfro.
Renfro had. So that tarsals, metatarsals, not carpals, metacarpals, not the metacarpals. Carpals and wrists right down there at the bottom. I did not know that, or I knew that. I did not know that T. Higgins has gained 10 pounds up to almost 200 pounds now. I loved we're hearing about Ray Ray being focused. We're hearing about Deion Kane being focused. I know it's a small deal, but to hear that Deion Kane ticked off because he had to turn the lights out in the indoor practice facility a little early on him. It's a big deal to me. For me, most people go, who cares? It's just lights. Nah, man, that's showing the guy that's putting the work in. And I love hearing about how focused both him and Ray Ray can be, because that's been an issue with both of them. And then you got a little tiny little tidbit on Amari Rodgers and just what kind of person he is yesterday. I forgot who said it, but special kind of kid and just grasping things. He's going to play an awful lot, especially if McLeod can't go early, he's limited early, look out for Rodgers. I heard Danny Pierman talk a little bit about the ACL for Williams. And hopefully, you know, not sure if he's going to play or not. That's an issue. We've got an update there, though, that if he's able, that they'll play him. It's not for sure he'll redshirt. He does have a redshirt year available, by the way. On the offensive line, besides the depth, besides the fact that Dabo says this is his best offensive line, Gade Cervinka got a lot of rave reviews about the sophomore center, former defensive lineman, former wrestler. You're going to love Gade Cervinka because you're a wrestler. Defensive line, how about the news that Jordan Williams reports at 285 pounds and could be an inside guy?
When do you do official weigh-ins?
Oh, we do that coming up this week. Or next week. Next week.
Oh, I'm excited.
Can't wait for the video. And that Logan Rudolph, really right now, because of the year getting injured and everything, full-time defensive end. The linebacker, the one thing I learned, Trey Lamar, 250 pounds right now and looks good at 250.
That's a big missile flying around back there.
I love all the defensive back talk. Mickey Conn and Mike Reed talking about Tanner Muse is going to bring some physicality to the safeties.
He also ran in the 4.3s.
4.3s. A.J. Terrell already making kind of an impression. Trayvon Mullen can play both corners. Boy, you're talking about top 100 corners there. That Mark Fields is finally healthy with that turf toe. And that Kayvon Wallace is going to stick it at cornerback. Well, there's so many things to dive into today. I'm going to go ahead and apologize to Brad and to Quark and Kelly and to
Walt
if I happen to go over on their time slot. I can't help it. I got to talk Clemson football. I got too much to do. So we're looking forward to it. Can't wait. Let's take a short break. I do want to tell you in this first break about my friends at Harry's Razors. Harry's is really, it's a great company. They do an awesome job. More than anything else, right now they've got an unbelievable deal going on. They believe in their razors, and I like these companies that have the confidence in themselves. People have confidence in themselves. Harry's has confidence in their razors. They truly believe you're going to love this because I truly believe you're going to love this because I truly loved it myself. But Harry's has a free trial set. You know, normally say they're not just giving these razors away just to give them away. They don't have like the surplus. Say, well, let's give all these things away. It's not a tax write-off or anything like that for them. They're giving it to you because they want you to try them because they know that you're going to like them like I like them. Over 3 million guys have switched so far. 100% satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Right now, it's not a whole lot of money in this thing. All you got to do is pay shipping on this free trial set. Ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades, lubricating strip, trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. So now partner with Harry's to give you this incredible deal. I want you to go to harrys.com/Mickey. Get that now, harrys.com/Mickey. Get started today. Do the free trial set. All you do is pay a little bit of shipping, a couple of bucks for that. Get the handle, the blade, the shave gel, the travel blade covers. Go to harrys.com/Mickey. That's harrys.com/Mickey. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. All right. I want to hear this Kingsbury stuff. I didn't hear him last night. Get into that. But mostly Clemson football. Can't wait. Have thoughts on the entire depth chart after yesterday's media day. We'll come back for more. We hope you will as well. We'll open up phone lines, texts, and tweets. We'll tell you how right after a break. This is the Mickey Pollard Show. You're listening to 105.5 The Roar.
Introducing Bojangles' new sweet cayenne Cajun filet sandwich. The perfect balance of sweet and heat. With jalapeno American cheese, crispy bacon, and our new creamy Cajun sauce. Only available for a limited time. Bojangles. It's bow time.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res, Greenville.com.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Are you looking for a dependable used car with a warranty? The Ford Certified Pre-Owned models at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla might be just what you need. All certified Fords come with a 172-point inspection by factory-trained technicians and a factory-backed 12-month, 12,000-mile comprehensive limited warranty. Family-owned for 55 years. Ford Sales and Service. That's Edwards Auto Sales. Located on Highway 28 in Walhalla.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
What do you do when you found the right girl? You put a ring on her hand. If you're ready, you're going to need some help. I'm William Nichols from Scores Jewelers, and I know you've got more choices than ever before when it comes to diamonds. I simply ask that you come by and see what we have to offer. As a local jeweler, we will go the extra mile to make sure you get the best diamond for your money. We have the knowledge, service, and selection to help with any budget. And most importantly, we stand behind our rings and diamonds so you can be confident your investment is safe. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson, and I want to be your jeweler.
Human Technologies Incorporated can save your company time and money. How? They'll create a custom solution for your company's need. Organizational? Yes. Manufacturing? Absolutely. Employment? You bet. They can help you find new team members or launch and manage a startup. They'll help train and build your team. Human Technologies Incorporated is ready to hit the ground running for you. Let HTI bring the solutions to your problems. Visit any of our upstate offices in Seneca, Malden, Anderson, and Spartanburg, or log on to htijobs.com.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Roto Rooter can help you. I had a very good friend of mine send me an email last week, and it said, I don't know why, but I messed up. I called another company about a situation we had at my home. And I said, a gentleman said, two other plumbers say, hey, man, we can be there in 2 days. We can be there in 3 days. He said, I remember your ad. So I called Roto Rooter, said, we'll be there. When do you want us there? We want us there now? You want us there this afternoon? You tell us when you want us there. He said they came. They were professional, courteous, took care of everything. So it was exactly like every single time I hear people talk about Roto Rooter and how it works out. This is simple. Locally owned and locally operated by proud Clemson alumni right here in the upstate of South Carolina. They do an awesome job here. Been doing it for over 35 years here since 1935 in throughout the country. I have had personal experience with them in my home and twice here at the station. Go with Roto Rooter. Why even call the first two? I didn't tell my buddy this. Why call the first two? Let's go Roto Rooter right off the bat. Easiest way, you just go to rotorooter.com, you put in your zip code. They'll give you the phone number, you call them up. A trained customer service rep is going to answer your phone call and do like it did for our buddy here. Take care of it for you. Rotorooter.com. All right, I did not hear Cliff Kingsbury yesterday. You sent me a text last night saying we have to talk about Cliff Kingsbury. And what I thought you were going to say was why he spells his name with a K. Meaning Cliff, not Kingsbury, but K.
No, that's a whole other story. We could do a show on that. We had to.
What happened?
You know Texas Tech. What is Texas Tech synonymous with?
Well, let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
when I was, or when Rich Rodriguez was here as our offensive coordinator many years ago, he interviewed for the job at Lubbock, Texas, at Texas Tech.
Did
he comes back, and I'm like, Rich, did you get it, man? Did you get it? He goes, well, yeah, they offered it to me. I turned it down. I was like, why'd you do that? He goes, but you've been in Lubbock, Texas? I went, no. He goes, middle of nowhere, man, like nothing. Like, you can't recruit there. There's no way to get any football players there. I said, it's in Texas. He goes, nah, it's in Texas, but it's so bad there. Like, no way would you want to go there. Oh, really? And he got the West Virginia job soon after that.
How could you? Morgantown's in the middle of nowhere. I don't know if you've ever been there.
Been there.
It's, there's mountains, 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 major university, mountains, mountains, mountains.
The depressing part of West Virginia is these little side of the mountain towns that, like, it just looks like desolate. Like, it looks like poverty. Like, you know, meth labs everywhere. Like, you know?
It's so poor, and I felt so bad.
It's like their trailers are worse than our trailers. It's like just awful. Listen,
we have the decency to at least have double wides down here.
Oh,
and
no.
And they're just single wides up there as far as the eye can see.
Man, I love the story that Meredith tells about one of her friends dating this guy. And they're going down the road. They're dating there in like high school. And they're going down the road and look up on top of this hill. And there's this double wide up there. And he stops the car and looks over. He goes, one day, baby, one day. And says, one day what? And he goes, big boy on the hill. I love that, man. But no, man, you know what I'm talking about. It's like in West Virginia, it's gray, and there's just like this old town. You can tell like they have like stills there, and
the university, the campus itself is fantastic.
Yeah, I like the old part of the campus, not the new part, not the medical part up there where the stadium is. I like the old part downtown down there.
You take the that monorail all around.
Yeah, you park in Goofy, and then they stop in. Yeah. I like it there though. It's decent.
It's not bad. Anyway,
text message extraordinaire says West Virginia buys generic ranch dressing. Yeah. Ouch, man. All right. So you're listening to Cliff Kingsbury.
I'm listening to him on this interview yesterday. And obviously, Texas Tech is synonymous with the air raid offense. And Cliff Kingsbury is supposedly this offensive guru and this genius on that side of the ball. Texas Tech went 3-6 in conference last year. They did not have a good season, finished 6th in the Big 12.
He, by the way, he is 24-26 overall.
Yeah.
He is 13-23 in the Big 12 with the best finish in the conference, are tied for 5th right now, and 2 bowl games in 4 years.
He has to be on at least a warm seat, correct?
Yes. And I thought it would have worked out for him because he's an alum. He played quarterback. He was a star there. He was the guy. Anyway.
First of all, he's very frank when he speaks, which I actually enjoyed that part. They asked him about if he had talked to Lincoln Riley, who was his understudy there for a little bit, and have they given him any advice about going into the season. He's like, no, we play them later. He's not giving advice. That was fine. But then he starts talking about his team, and it come to the realization he has zero effect on what they do. They give the quarterback plays. The quarterback, an 18-21-year-old, goes into the playbook, leafs through it, cuts out what he doesn't want to do, and then just runs plays that he wants to run. It's quite literally a backyard sandlot kind of situation where they draw him up and just play. Like, there's no semblance of organization in that offense. And I was stunned by that.
All right, so give it to me now. When the play comes in, what do they call? Like, how does that work?
So we don't have a playbook. We just have plays. We don't have a playbook. We just have plays that the guy is comfortable running or he wants to run. And if he doesn't want to run it, he'll say no and he'll do his own thing, or we'll give him something else, and they'll just run around and make it happen. Like, that's their offense.
The years ago, we don't do it anymore, but years ago in the NFL, the quarterbacks would call their own plays.
Yeah, and that's fine.
But that's professional guys who are doing a professional level, not a college kid.
Not a college kid who's telling the coach, I'm not running this play, and like giving it back to him. Like, I couldn't wrap my head around it.
I saw a quote yesterday. When he sent this to me, I was like, what did he say? What did he say? I looked this quote up, and there's this reporter that asked this question. And I thought it was interesting. And then, you know, sometimes, man, like, we get on reporters. I mean, we get on coaches and we like just get on their case. Reporter says, quote, you're a fine coach. It's a great conference, great school, all-world offense. I figured there might be 5,000 seniors who start on defense in Texas a year in high school. You recruit from other states. Why can't you get 10, 15, 20 who can hold opponents to 30 or less a game? I mean, it's kind of a brutal question, right?
Yeah, but it's a fair question, isn't it?
I thought it was unfair.
I mean, when you look at their stats, they're just awful.
Let's look at their stats. I've got it right here in front of me. I thought that was a little bit over the top. I mean, saying they're 5,000 high school kids. Yeah, they can get any high school kid outside of the top 50 or whatever, top 60 there, whatever. Last year, they gave it 43 a game, 554 yards a game. Yeah, that's not good.
Not good at all.
In the old days, Barry Switzer one time said, we didn't tackle very well today, but make up for it, we didn't block very well either. They don't give up. They're not very good against the run, but make up for it, they're not very good against the pass either.
He went, Mahomes didn't cut plays from our plays there. If he didn't like it, he'd go out there, just run around, and figure something out.
That's crazy. There's got to be more to it than that, though.
That's verbatim. You go out there, run around, and figure something out. That's what your head coach is saying about your offense. You just run around, figure something out. It's fine.
That's crazy.
I mean, are you kidding me?
But it works.
Does it?
Yes.
Does it? Because they went 5-7 last year.
Okay. He's talking about the offense, correct?
He is.
Last year on offense, 43 points a game, 567 yards a game. They threw it for 463 yards a game.
That's nuts.
They had no balance. The year before, they had balance because they ran for 191 a game. The year before that with Mahomes, they averaged 45.1 points a game. It's working. 579 yards. It works.
Yes. It shocked me to like my football core. I could not understand it or wrap my head around it.
I would imagine you'd ask 100 football schools out there.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want your offense to average 45 points a game, 579 yards a game, 191 on the ground, 388 through the year? Of course, everybody would say yes.
What have they averaged over the past, let's say, three seasons?
You ready?
Yeah.
Points, I'm going 3 years ago, 30 points, then 45, then 44. We went from 504 yards per game, 579, 567. Over 500 yards a game in the last 3 years.
30 points is a lot different than 44.
Yeah, but two of the last 3 years, 44 and 45.
I mean, yeah, it's crazy.
So you could say it's not working, but it works. Now, it doesn't work in terms of wins and losses because they gave up 43 and 43 and 41 a game. Over 500 yards a game there. How about this? Last year, eight different times, they gave up at least 40 points. They gave up 68 to Arizona State. They scored 55 and lost by double digits to Arizona State. Got beat 68-55. They gave it 45 to Louisiana Tech, 44 to Kansas State, 48 to West Virginia, 66 to Oklahoma, 45 to Texas, 45 to Oklahoma State, 66 to Iowa State. Iowa State beat them 66-10.
I mean, are you kidding me? Is the Big 12 a good product, or is it just awful? Is it a product that is...
You tell me. I don't know.
Is it because the defense? I don't get it. I don't understand that conference. Is Texas being down hurting them across the board?
I don't know. I mean, Oklahoma's been good, right?
And they've been carrying the torch that whole conference.
Oklahoma State won 10 games last year.
Yeah.
I mean, TCU's had some good teams.
There's another thing. Mike Gundy's comments on Oklahoma and Oklahoma State were confusing.
What did he say?
He's saying, you know, it's bad. First of all, I hate when players and coaches put the conference ahead of team.
Oh.
He goes, it's bad for the conference if our fans root against Oklahoma State to lose throughout the season.
Oh.
I
screw you.
Hate that crap.
Screw that. I'm pulling against you.
Right? It makes no sense.
The problem, here's the question you have to ask yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Are they great offenses or just bad defenses? Oklahoma was the best defense in the league last year. Give it 28.8 points a game. Oklahoma State gave it. Well, I'm sorry. Oklahoma State is best, 26 points a game. I mean, TCU, Gary Patterson's a defensive genius, right?
Yeah.
Give it 28 points a game. And then it gets bad. Texas gave up 31. Well, no, I didn't know that. I'm sorry. I take it back. My pages are stuck together. Kansas State, who won 9 games last year, gave it 22 points a game. That's good. Baylor gave up 29 points a game. West Virginia, 24 points a game. Texas Tech, 43. My gosh. Give it 31. Iowa State gave it 31 a game. Kansas gave it 37 a game. Let's see how they did out of conference last year.
43? Like, I don't get that.
Oklahoma lost to Houston and lost to Ohio State last year. But beat Auburn in the Sugar Bowl. Auburn was terrible.
We need to talk about the American Conference as well.
Okay.
They had their media day, ACC. They had their media day yesterday and today.
We'll talk about it. Hey, let me tell you what. Oklahoma State, they lost to Central Michigan last year. Mm-hmm. Remember that on the wild play? Beat Southwest Louisiana. They beat Pittsburgh. That's a good win. Out of conference. Oh, and in the bowl game, they beat Colorado 38-8. A good Colorado team. Yeah. TCU beat South Dakota State. TCU lost to Arkansas and beat SMU and then lost to Georgia in the Liberty Bowl. Texas last year beat Notre Dame.
What did TCU go last year?
TCU was 6-7.
Gary Patterson's quote yesterday was like, yeah, we got a lot of guys returning this year. Unfortunately, there are a lot of guys that went 6-7 last year. Hey.
Texas beat Notre Dame, beat UTEP, lost to California. Kansas State won 9 games last year, lost to Stanford, beat Florida Atlantic, beat Missouri State. And in the bowl game, beat Texas A&M. Baylor went 7-6, and that was a weird year, with Grove. Beat Northwestern State, or Northeastern State, beat SMU, beat Rice in the bowl game. They beat Boise State last year, 31-12 in a bowl game. West Virginia went 10-3 last year. They beat Missouri, Youngstown State, BYU, and then got crushed by Miami in their bowl game, Russell Athletic Bowl. Texas Tech got beat by Arizona State, beat Stephen F. Austin, beat Louisiana Tech. Iowa State got beat by Northern Iowa, lost to Iowa, and then beat San Jose State. Well, out of conference, they did okay, right? Kansas beat Rhode Island, then lost to Ohio and lost to Memphis. But out of conference, I thought they did okay. So it's just in my opinion, it's just great offenses. It's not terrible defenses. It's more great offenses than anything else. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. All right, we're gonna take a break. We'll come back. I got all these Clemson notes to get to. You want to talk some American Athletic Conference too?
Just I want to touch on it because there's a lot of Power Six branding going on there yesterday.
Power Six branding?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
That we'll get down to it after the break.
There's no. Let me say. Well, yeah, I'll save it. A short break. You don't want to miss this. Let me give you the phone numbers. Love to hear from you. 654-ROAR, 654-7627, Northern Communication phone line. You can reach us on our text line, 986-1566. Reach us on Twitter, at MrOr24, or at Mickey Plotter. It's Mickey Plotter Show. Love to have you come back right after this. You're listening to 105.5 The Roar.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
It's bow time at Bojangles. For a limited time, enjoy 2 made-from-scratch sausage, egg, and cheese biscuits for just $4. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from, all in a clean, organized lot. Right now, sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Get alerts when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more, or visit us today and save big. LKQ Pick Your Part, what's in your garage?
If you dream of owning your own business but are overwhelmed at where to start or what to do, call JanPro. Whether it's extra income or starting a new career, JanPro will guide you, train you, support you the whole way. Just listen.
We made a very small investment into the business, but yet they took the time to train us and to teach us, how to do what we were supposed to do and everything. And not only to train us, but they follow up with us.
Call 485-3053 or online at jan-prowc.com.
The Kiwi Financial Group understands that you get to a certain point in your financial life when you need someone to sit down with you at the table and tell you how to navigate your finances to secure your future. One-size-fits-all investing may not be the right approach for you. The Kiwi Financial Group listens to and understands your needs and can save you money in the process. Trust your financial future with the Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call them at 654-5403 or online at kiwifg.com.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
From the backwoods to city streets, Firestone Destination Tires take you anywhere you want to go. Designed to be responsive with solid traction, there's a Firestone Destination Tire for you. So whether you drive a truck or SUV, drive a Firestone. Available at West Star Tire and Alignment, your local tire shop. Come on down to West Star Tire on North Murray Avenue in Anderson. Here you'll find seasoned mechanics, state-of-the-art products, and the best customer service around. And of course, all at a low price. Only a locally owned dealer like West Star Tire can do that. Whether you have a big job, a small fix, or just need some free friendly advice, West Star Tire has been getting cars, trucks, and SUVs back on the road in no time. Celebrating 50 years in Anderson. Find the peace of mind you deserve at West Star Tire while keeping your wallet full. So visit West Star Tire in Alignment on North Murray and Anderson or online at weststartire.com. That's West Star Tire in Anderson, your local hometown one-stop tire dealer, especially when you need one.
Sports talk done right, live and local. It wouldn't be the same without you. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us here on a Wednesday. Sam Blackman in the next hour. Good friend J-Dub's going to stop by, the guru. Talk a little sports later on with him. I want to tell you about Roosters, roostersmgc.com. I passed by Roosters yesterday. I didn't have time to go in, but I passed by and saw the location. And should have stuck my head in and said hello to the folks there. They want to take care of you. The full treatment, which I've done on a couple of different occasions, is awesome. You get manpered, man. You get treated great, that hot towel massage and hot towel treatment and facial and massage and the straight razor shave. A lot of you going, hey, look, I can't do that. I don't have time to do that. Well, that's fine. They've got an express deal for you too. Go in and take care of it. Get manpered. Go see our good friends at Roosters. Roosters MGC. They're off of Pelham Road in Greenville. It's roostersmgc.com. Told you, Twitter, love to hear from you. Text line 986-1566. Love to hear from you. Mainly phone calls. We'll do it here in this segment. 654-ROAR. Hoss is calling in from Anderson on our Northern Communication phone line. Good morning, Hoss. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Mickey. And I enjoy good offensive football as much as anybody. But, you know, I think it's kind of sad that our buddy Zach there is probably never going to see a game again. Like maybe 1982 Georgia Clemson.
Yeah, I agree with you. I watched. You can go back and watch it on YouTube and see that stuff. I love that knock 'em up. I remember Larry Munson once said when Clemson and Georgia in 80. See if I'm right by saying this. In the late 80s. They played a game where it was 21-21 at halftime, and Larry Munson said, man, this isn't Clemson, Georgia. Clemson, Georgia is where they hit each other head of the backside of axes, and it's fumbles and interceptions and field goals. And I agree with you. It's nice to see all those low-scoring defensive battles, slobber knockers, and 3 yards in a cloud of dust. At the same time, there were so many more turnovers back then. And the skill players, I like both of them, though. I love football, by the way. But, yeah, I know what you're saying. I don't totally disagree with you.
And you know, it's just interesting. You do go back and look, and there were still a lot of great athletes on the field back there in those days. I guess it's more of how coaching has evolved over the last 30 years.
Well, part of it there is that it's you're used to playing a phone booth. You know, everybody was packed into a small area. And this the advent of this spread where you're creating space and you're doing it with, you know, speed and athleticism too. So it is coaching. You know, some coaches will say this. We had Lawson Holland on the other day, a guy who coached with Spurrier and the wide open offenses at Florida and then coached the NFL. Remember I said, hey, what's the difference in the two games? He goes, football's football. And it was the same 30 years ago as it is today. Well, to a certain extent, yeah, but we're creating space now, and these athletes are doing an unbelievable job of creating space. But even, Hoss, let me go back and tell you this. On the Clemson, Alabama, the last 2 years, last year there were 887 yards of offense. The previous year in the Alabama-Clemson game, two great defenses, you had you had over 1,000 yards, 1,023 yards. So you had, is that 2,000 yards almost? Almost 2,000 yards of total offense. 1,900 yards of total offense in two games between two of the best defensive teams in the country. The game's changed, man. You're right. No doubt about it. It's an offensive game now.
Yeah, when I was growing up, we used to make fun of Canadian Football League because all their games were like that. But
yeah.
Seems like this game has evolved to be a lot more like that.
Maybe the Canadians were way ahead of us, eh?
Maybe. All right.
Thank you, Hoss. Appreciate the phone call. Maybe they knew what the game was about. Maybe it was about their organizations. And maybe they don't have to say sorry anymore. Maybe they're just way ahead. I don't know. Let me add up my numbers here to make sure I'm right on it. In the Alabama win, I should say it that way, 1,023 yards. In the Clemson win, 887 yards. So that gives you 1,910 yards in two games. What do you want? You want points? You had 85 points 2 years ago. Last year you had 66 points. It's just hard to hold. I don't care how good a defense you're playing. Hard to hold these teams down. 151 points in two games between these two. The game's changed. There's no doubt about that. You like the high flying stuff, huh?
I mean, it's exciting, but I also like a little bit of defense.
Yeah.
I don't think that's too much to ask there, you know?
I heard Walt yesterday. I was coming home from Greenville. I want to say thanks to the folks at TLC, at their eye center. I thought I was going to go over and see some sort of candidate for LASIK. I knew I kind of wasn't, but my vision's not bad enough. They're great over there. Go by and see those folks. But I'm coming home. Also, go watch my little niece play at the Blade. I'm watching this kid. He's committed to Clemson. It's on the boys' side. He's 7-under through 14 holes. I'm like, what? It's amazing how good these kids are now. Anyway, I heard Walt say your New York Giants are kind of Super Bowl contenders this year. What have you been slipping him?
I haven't slipped him anything. I guess that subliminal messaging of me putting the picture of Tyreek making the catch in the bathroom. He's getting to him, I guess.
Yeah, good stuff, man.
I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait. 16 days from now, we have actual football.
A game?
Hall of Fame game.
Oh, I'm not ready for that.
16 days.
Third stringers, like, playing each other?
There will be football being played.
You're excited about that.
And you will watch it.
No.
You won't watch a football game being played.
I will not watch third-team NFL guys do it.
No, there'll be a couple of guys. There'll be some starters play.
It's practice.
It's Dallas and Arizona, Canton, Ohio, Hall of Fame game, and I will be watching. It's football.
It's practice.
It's football. It's a game. Score will be kept.
If I don't watch regular season NFL, what makes you think I'm going to watch practice NFL?
Because you haven't had any football in your life since the national championship game.
No, every night I watch football. Old games.
Any real football. Any real games.
Let me get Tony, Northland Communication phone line, 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, Tony. Thanks for calling in. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Mickey.
Well, good.
I've been having a lot of trouble. Had pneumonia
Still with us, Tony. Man, I'm sorry you're not feeling well. Did you get over pneumonia? Is it done? Are you over pneumonia now? Uh-oh, he dropped off. Sorry about that. I hope he's feeling better. Tony had some health issues, caused a few months ago, so we still pray for Tony, and hopefully he's feeling better. Man, pneumonia is no joke. I've got a good friend of mine that is going through pneumonia right now. Originally, that's what we had with Gary Edson. We thought, man, pneumonia. You gotta be careful with that stuff, man. That's serious. So, Tony, I hope you're feeling better. We think about you sometimes, man, and pray for you so you get better and get better very, very soon. Delvin is up next. 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, Delvin. How's Fountain Inn this morning? How you doing?
It's real well this morning.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
First of all, Mickey, you told me you don't like watching the NFL game. So what you gonna watch? You gonna watch the regular week zero of college football, Tennessee Chattanooga versus Jacksonville State, or you gonna watch the NFL when it come on?
I have more interest in Chattanooga. I can't help it. I'm a college football guy. Now, here's the extent of me watching professional football. Okay, I have. On a Thursday night games, I'll click over, I'll follow them on Twitter, I'll see the stats, we'll talk about it. We don't really talk about it on Friday's show, but in case anybody wants to talk about it, on Sundays, I'll sit down and I'll watch the ESPN show, we used to be Chris Berman, Tom Jackson, those guys, recapping it all. Watch a little bit of the pregame show, stuff like this. If it's a close game at the end, I'll follow something on Twitter and I'll see somebody's going to overtime or there's something like that. And so I'll try to watch the ends of games, something like that. But then I watch that Football Night in America and Dan Patrick and a couple of guys will break down the games. I'll watch that. And I'll watch maybe Sports Center, maybe late Sunday night, early Monday morning, catching up the late game or whatever. But I'm not going to sit down and watch pro football. Actually, what happens, Delvin, is by the time I watch college football on Thursday, high school football on Friday, and all the college football on Saturday, I'm kind of like football fatigued on Sunday, you know?
Yeah. You talking about the Oklahoma, you talking about Big 12 defense. Don't forget, Mickey, there's a certain young defensive coordinator who got, I won't say fired, but was demoted because somebody wanted to hire their brother and has come across to be one of the best defensive coordinators in college football.
It's been amazing what Brent Venables has been able to do. And it's amazing what, in the end, again, maybe the biggest transaction outside of hiring Dabo. I think it's Dabo's biggest recruit is getting this guy in here. Because he is.
Yeah,
Clemson's defense is as good as it gets.
Yeah, and what have Oklahoma fans been begging? Why did you let Brent, why you let him go? Yeah. Everyone was in the back and wanted to get rid of Mike Stoops, instead of Bob Stoops from the side. Because they thought they were going to get the defense, and defense struggled ever since Brent Rose has left. Is that a coincidence? And I know it's that talking about what American Conference. They talking about Power Six. But you know, they talk about the Power Five schools. They want to be a Power Six school. That's why I keep promoting Power Six.
Let me ask you this, Delvin: how many commandments are there? There's 10, right? There's not 11 commandments. You can't have 11. You don't go back to arbitrarily just change numbers. It's not how it works. There's 10 commandments. You don't do 10. You don't do 11. You do 10.
Hey. Me and Zach are just a messenger, man. Don't yell. Right. Go talk to the commissioner. Right. Talk to the commissioner. Tell
who did. Yeah, good for them, man. They want to try. Good for them. At least they're trying. You know what? Beat somebody.
Well, they do make a difference, but they might make a difference, though. You look at some of the stuff they did this past season. They do have a case.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking at Brent Venables. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The year their defensive numbers were better than when his last couple of years there, they gave it 21 and 22 points a game. Now they get up at 28. They got 22 last year. The numbers were last year was not a very good defensive year at Oklahoma. But things have changed. Their numbers aren't as bad. But also, they're not winning conference championships at the rate or national championships or in the national championship game. It had fallen. We'll see. I thought Bob Stoops, I see why he got out. Devin, I appreciate the phone call, man. I got to get top of the hour.
Thanks
for calling in. I kind of get it why the guy got out. I got 15 seconds here. It's power five. It's not power six. I don't want to do like the NCAA tournament. 64, 68, 69, 72. It's 64 teams. Put 64 in.
The Big East was originally part of that power kind of group. They had an automatic bowl bid. And when that broke up and those teams broke off, they were in a tough spot.
Got a busy hour. Love for you to come back. Hour number two when your turn right after this.
Broadcasting from the Blue Ridge Security Studio. Keeping our goal line safe.